This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The first group of Gaza evacuees have crossed the Rafah border into Egypt. VOA's Gary Butterworth is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli military says it will help to evacuate babies Sunday from Gaza's largest hospital after two babies died on Saturday and dozens more were at risk when fuel for generators ran out. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says the Palestinian death toll from Israel's military campaign has surpassed 11,000, overwhelmingly women and children. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Palestinian Authority will not govern Gaza after the war. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israeli strikes have pounded Gaza City as ground forces battle Hamas militants near its largest hospital. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As Israel continued its military operation in the Gaza Strip, Arab and Islamic leaders met in the Saudi capital Riyadh, blasting the Israeli operation and its heavy toll on Palestinian civilians and infrastructure. Edward Urarian reports from Cairo for VOA.
Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who hosted Saturday's summit, used strong language to condemn Israeli military operations on Gaza. He says that we oppose this awful war in its entirety and its heavy toll on women, children, and the elderly. Call for an immediate end to fighting and the opening of humanitarian corridors, in addition to the freeing of hostages and the innocent held by Hamas. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The first group of foreigners and injured Palestinians have crossed the Rafah border. This is VOA News. Defense chiefs from South Korea, Japan, and the United States have agreed to start as planned a real-time data-sharing scheme on North Korean missiles in December. According to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who met his South Korean counterpart in Seoul on Sunday, and the Japanese defense minister joining the meeting online. It's the first time the three ministers held such a meeting. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's government coalition is agreeing in principle to double the country's military aid for Ukraine next year to 8 billion euros, according to a political source in Berlin. Children in South Africa often have a tough time getting to and from school. Look at this story from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Thousands of children in South Africa's poorest and most remote rural communities still face a miles-long walk to school nearly 30 years after the country ushered in democratic change. The hardships reflect huge rifts in society and lack of equal access to education. In some places, children walk for 2 hours, about 10 kilometers, to their schools. The lack of government-funded school transportation has led to myriad dangers. Girls face the threat of assault, and robberies are rampant. Parents, local leaders, and activists say the situation perpetuates already existing inequalities in a country described by the World Bank as the most unequal in the world. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A Myanmar military jet has crashed in the east of the country where fighting is ongoing, according to the junta. An anti-coup fighter claims they shot it down, the country in conflict since the 2021 military coup. The United States and China are two global economic heavyweights. Combined, they produce more than 40% of the world's goods and services. So in Washington and Beijing do economic battle, as they have for the last 5 years, the rest of the world suffers. And when they hold a rare high-level summit, as Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping will do this week, it can also have global consequences. The world's economy could surely benefit from a U.S.-China detente. Hopes have risen that Washington and Beijing can at least cool some of their economic tensions at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, which starts Sunday in San Francisco. The marquee event will be the Biden-Xi meeting Wednesday on the sidelines of the summit's first time they've spoken in a year. More news on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.